Anyway, so generally, you have the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and the intermediate brachas. As we said, and generally on Shabbos, so the seven brachas, three, three, and one. Even our Rosh Hashanah, for Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, we also have that. We have the first three, the last three, and then we have the middle bracha. Now, when we come to Musaf, we all know that in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have to have another three concepts. Malchus, Zechroinus, and Shoifus. And they each have a bracha. And we blow shofar by each one. So really, we should have 10 brachas on Rosh Hashanah, Musaf. There should be 10. Are we here? 3, 3, one for Kedushas Hayom, which is always the seventh bracha on Yantif, and then for the Malchus, Zechronis, and Shoifus. That's what should be. But in reality, there isn't. In reality, there's only 9 brachas, not 10. We have rather the first three and the last three. Now, what does that mean? Because if you'll notice, Kedushas Hayom and Malchus are combined together into one bracha. Kedushas Hayom starts, like in every Shmoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, V'chein Yiskadish, V'chein Tein. I don't want that. V'chein Tein Pachtecha. Okay. Now, if you have your Machzer, you will notice like this. In Musaf, V'chein Tein Pachtecha, we say a normal Musaf Shmon Asrei in the beginning. Mipnei Chataeinu. We say that every Yantif. And we mention the korbanos of the Musaf. We go all the way until Aleinu L'Shabayach. That's the regular Musaf. Until Aleinu L'Shabayach. That we say always. Mm-hmm. And we say the korbanos. We'll come back to the korbanos later. Until Aleinu L'Shabayach. Every one of Malchus, Zechroinus, and Shoifers, each one of them are made up of three parts. There's the psicha, like the introduction to the psukim, then the actual psukim, and then the chsima, alokeinu v'alokei v'seinu, when you say the borach. Now, oleinu l'shabeyach is the psicha of Malchus. This is the beginning of Malchus. And we have as yet not made a bracha on Kedushas Hayom. We did in Pnei Chataeinu, we said the korbanos, but then we just carry on right away, and we start with Malchus. Aleinu l'shabeyach is the psicha until we get to the psukim, and at the end we have Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, and after Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Melech HaKol HaOretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Now, since this is a combination of Kedushas Hayom and Malchus, the Mephorshim explained that when you make this bracha, are you lost, Mayor? Mm-hmm. What? You're here.
Shaking head.
So when you make this bracha, you should break it up into two. Melech al kol haoretz, that's Malchus. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, that's the normal bracha we make on every yantif. So it's really a bracha on two parts. And the Kedushas Hayom, you're too far. Yeah. And the Kedushas Hayom, and on Malchus. That's the first thing we have to realize. Why did Chazal do that? Why didn't they just make a bracha and Kedushas Hayom and a bracha? Because they only wanted 9 brachas to correspond to the 9 shemas that you find in Baichana when she was Mithfalo. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about it. But they only wanted 9. And the only way they could make 9 was to combine Kedushas Hayom with Malchus. They couldn't combine Malchus and Zechroinus or Zechroinus and Shoifus because each one of those had to have its own bracha. And we blow shofar on it. So the only one that they could combine was Kedushas Hayom and Malchus. That's the first thing to realize. So we said, every Malchus, Zechronish, and Shoifus, they all have a psicha, the Psukim and the Chsima. Now, when we get to the Psukim, we all know you have to say 10 Psukim. 10 Psukim of Malchus, Zechreinus, Shoifers. Really, by Malchus, each Pasuk is supposed to have the word Melech in it. And if you want, there's a Sefer, the Rav of the Old City, where Avigdor Nevinson has a Sefer, Sichas Rosh Hashanah. I think they even printed it in English, I'm not sure. What? And in there, not in the beginning, later towards the end, he explains each of the psukim of the ten psukim. Everything. It's just a say of psukim, what each pasuk is talking about, what you should think about. If you want, you can take your Chaim Friedland, the sister Chaim also does in a different way. Explains. It's not just a rattle of psukim. Ah, I said it, fine. To think about what each pasuk, what the content of the pasuk is. Mo saying Hashem Yimloch. He also said, present, what happened. He explains it very well in his Sefer Sichas Rosh Hashanah, I think it's called. Anyway, Tem Psukim. Now, the Tem Psukim are basically three Psukim from the Torah, three Tanakh, Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Three from the Torah, three from the Nevi'im, three from Ksuvim. The tenth Pasuk is from the Torah again. So in reality, you have four from the Chumash, three Nevi'im and three Ksuvim. So first, and then we have some additions. See, it's important to know when you're saying a pasuk, or when you're saying something that's not one of the main ten psukim, it's an addition. Why is it an addition? We'll see. So when you know how to break up the shwanasri, it's much easier to concentrate instead of just saying, yeah, I just have to say everything and rattle everything off. So first I'm just showing you the outline of the psukim. So let's see the outline of the psukim. As we said, Oleinu Shabeach is the introduction. At least one time a year we have Kavan and Aleinu L'Shabeach. It's at the end of davening and people are 1 foot out of the Beis Medrash, you know, so it's hard to have Kavana. But here it's in the middle of Shemrah, so you can't move, so you might as well have Kavana. Anyway, Aleinu L'Shabeach, till the end, according to almost all the Mefarshim, until Mamish, at the end of it says, Ki Amalchus Shelchahi, Ul Omeyat Timuch Vavot, Ka Kosuv, the Torah Sechon. We introduce the Psukim that it's in the Torah, we introduce the Nevi'im, we introduce the Ksuvim. So here it says, Kakosuv the Torah Sechon. Hashem Yimloch, the Olam Vod. That's the first Pasuk of Malchus. Now, after you say the first Pasuk, the second and third Pasuk, and we'll see other things also, are always introduced by Venemar, another Pasuk. The first one doesn't need it. It says Kakasuv Sarasecha. Then it says Venemar. Lo Hibit Ova Yaakov, Lo Romo Israel, Shem Lakovimo, Suas Melech Bo. Bilam said it, you have to know what he meant. Saying, what's his name? Nemes explains it very well. Then Venemar, the third Pasuk. Bibishud Melech, Bisasa Vashom, Yachat Shifte Israel. We in Malchus. There I don't... Okay, so we have the three psukim of the Torah. Now, Tanakh is Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. But here we do Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. Because the psukim from Ksuvim are from Tehillim. And for some reason that's taking precedence. So when we get... We always bring the psukim of Tehillim before the Nevi'im. Even though when you say Tanakh, it's Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. So here it says, Uvdivrei Kotshecha. Now, Kasuv Leimor. This is introducing the Psukim of the Ksuvim. What does it bring? Ki Lashem Amluchas 1. Now, here is one of the exceptions. Venemar, no, not this Pasuk. Hashem Molach, that's past tense. Gleus Lovesh Lovesh Hashem Oz Yisazah Avtikon Tevil Baltimot. Venemar, now this is going to be the third Pasuk, but here we add a lot of Psukim. This we say, the Yom of the for Sunday, or when we bring take back the Torah, Susar Meshechim, Nasif Yisrael, Yavu Melech Kavod. Technically, we could have stopped right there. We have the word Melech, and we have a Pasuk. The rest, since it's all one kapitel, one paragraph, and it's all Malchus, they added it, but they didn't have to say another Venemar, because it's all connected together. So we say, Misa Melech Kavod, Hashem Yisrael, Yavu Hashem Giv, Susar Meshechim, Susar Melech Kavod. So this is really added, it's added. Because all we needed was the first Pasuk to have Malchus. So we did three from Torah, three from Ksuvim, and now three from Nevi'im. Vayidei Avodecha Ksuvim, here it says, Avodecha Nevi'im. It always introduces where the Pesukim are from. So, Kom Hashem Melchso, Anirishon, Vayachron, Venemar, Vulu Moshim Ha'atzil, Nishmar Yavoyisim Amrucha, Venemar, Vohoya Hashem Lamelcha Kolot, Vayomuhu, Yeh Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. So, we already just did three with El Safa, three. Now look at this. This is very interesting. Now we're going to do the 10th pasuk, which is the Torah. It's going to be the 4th. Uvsaras hakos of lemer, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If you look with a magnifying glass, it doesn't say Melech there. Remember, until now, every pasuk said the word Melech. This doesn't say Melech. Okay, Hashem Echad means Yichud Hashem, but it doesn't say Melech. The reason for that is very simple. There is no other pasuk in the Torah with the word Melech in it referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find Melech Mitzrayim. There is no other pasuk in the Torah. So therefore they took this, Shema Yisrael, which also has Yichud Hashem, which means he's over the whole world, but that's the reason for it.
Shema Yisrael's last pasuk?
Of the Malchus, it's the 4th pasuk of the Torah of Malchus.
So in the Torah there are 3 pasukim.
What?
In the Torah there are 3 pasukim that mention Melech.
Meaning
the Kodesh
Baruch Hu. That's it.
There's only 3?
Yeah,
the one that we mentioned.
That's right. So therefore for the 4th pasuk they had to take something else. That's why they took Shema Yisrael.
Ah, without Melech.
I'm trying to explain, yeah, because if you're looking for Melech, you're not going to find it. So we did the pasukim. Now it's interesting to note, and we'll explain that soon. Shema Yisrael here is before Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Later in Zechariah and Shofers, the 10th pasuk will be in the middle of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, in the Chsima. But here it's before. We'll see. Then we do the Chsima. Keinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Melocha Kolam Kul v'Chodecha, and we make the bracha, as I told you before. Now this is a bracha, which is really a bracha on the Kedushas Hayom, Znechateinu, and all that. And Malchus. Therefore, you should have Kavana, Melech al Kol Haaretz. That's Malchus. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron is really the normal bracha that we make every Yantif. That's the Kedushas Hayom aspect. We do the Melech part first because we just finished with Malchus, but it's Kedai, Tehadad, and Kavana. You know, we talk about Rosh Hashanah, and the person has to realize what's the work of Rosh Hashanah to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech on the whole world. But many times you forget about yourself. Not enough to make him on the whole world. You have to make him on yourself first. Then you can say he should be Melech on the whole world. It's easy to say let him be Melech over everybody. You have to accept him on yourself. And accept him on yourself, it obligates you. It's important to remember that. So we saw the overall picture here in Malchus, 3 Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. And in the Ksuvim we had our Safa. And the last pasuk was Shema Yisrael, which is the 10th pasuk of Malchus, the 4th pasuk from the Torah. Then, let's first go through, now we'll come to Zechariah. Zechariah also starts out with an introduction. Ata zoichir ma'aseh olam. Here it talks about that there's a din and everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, and there'll be a mishpat, eizeh lecher, ve'eizeh l'sholom. This is all an introduction. It's good to learn this introduction and think about it very well. But then you keep going, and even talks about Noach there, until you get again, Kakasuv B'Sarasecha. In Zechariah, there are no extras. It's straightforward, 3-3-1. 3-3-3-1. Kakasuv B'Sarasecha. Everybody has that?
No.
It's after the Psicha. Well, here, give me your Magzer. I just have this one with me. Where are you holding your Sefer? Here. Kakasu v'sorosecha. You want to underline it? You can underline it. Everybody has Kakasu v'sorosecha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh! So now we bring... Talks about Noach. V'yizkor lokimus Noach. V'nemar is another pasuk. And v'nemar. V'zachayti svisi Yaakov, v'syitzchak, Yavram. Why is it opposite order? Did there oshokol? Usually say Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Here you say Yaakov Yitzchak and Avram. Okay. Here we're asking the question, should remember. Then, Ksuvim, Divrei Kodshecha, Seicha Asa, Venemer Terach Nosan, Venemer Vayiskol Hambriso. then Nevi'im. Anavim Kosov Lamor. Holoch, that's a famous one. So Khati Lachesed Narayach, Avas Klusayach, Lechtekachar Bemidbur. Some people use it as a song, but that's not its Yichus. It's a Venemer, Vesachati Ani, Venemer, Haben Yakar the Ephraim. Rachel, Haben Yakar the Ephraim, Shasumi, Didavi, Zorchas, Kerenelo. Okay. Are you with me? Aaron, any problems?
I think the order on the slide is different. The order. I'm not sure.
The order of what?
From Zichrona.
In what respect? Let me see. Give me. No.
Noach is coming.
Huh?
Noach is supposed to be.
You have to have the Torah first. What do you mean?
I don't know.
No, we mentioned. See? I'm not going to say no. Kakusubis or Sakhav Yiskor Kimus Noach.
Okay, so the Torah first.
The Nehemar? What?
Okay, no, so I was looking here.
Here, no. Kakusubis or Sakha. Here's where it starts. Then you have the three of the Torah, three Ksuvim, three Nevi'im. Everybody has a place. It'd be good if you know where it is in the Mazda so you know what you're doing. I don't even tell you, it's just a long Shmonasa and you can't wait till it finishes. Then we start the Chsima. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a master?
Yeah.
Then we start the Chsima of Zichronis. Very choshev Chsima. Talks about the Akeda. Now you see here, Elkeinu Aseinu, every Chsima is like that. Go down till it says, Shehiftachtonu B'Sor Rasecha. Because now we're going to bring the 10th Pasuk, the 4th of the Torah. Shehiftachtanu b'sarasech in the middle of the Kainu v'lakei v'seinu. Everybody has it?
Yeah.
Okay. It rings. V'chasachaitel and b'shashon v'shashu v'meizu v'seinu. And yes, that's the end of the Pasuk. Now we have the Chsima. Kizrecher kol eshkochos atahu me'oilam v'en shichlis nekisach v'odech v'akei shishchok v'ruchat Hashem zocher abris. So now here, the 10th Pasuk is right in the middle of the Kainu v'lakei v'seinu. By Malchus, the 10th Pasuk was before Shema Yisrael. Usually it should be here, but the Shofar will also be here. The reason why Malchus isn't is a very simple reason. Because the Chsima of Malchus, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Melocha Kol HaOlam Kulo B'Chvodecha, is not only in Musaf. We say that in every Shmona Esrei in Rosh Hashanah. We say that Shachris, Mincha, and Meiriv. So it would be right to put a Pasuk which we need for Musaf in this bracha that we say in every Shmona Esrei, that the matvei of this Malocha Kol Kul B'Chvodecha we say in every Shmona Esrei. Therefore, the 10th pasuk they made it before and they put it before the Lokeinu V'Lokei V'Seinu. But by Zichronis and Shofar, where it's only in Musaf, so they put it in the middle of the Chsima where it really should be. Clear? Okay. Now there's another interesting thing I want to mention to you, as long as we're holding by Zichronis. One of the themes on Rosh Hashanah, the Keder. The Keder, the Kriyas HaTorah and the Keder, were mispalel the Keder. It was a tremendous, tremendous Nisoyan, a tremendous. But do we really feel that Keder is going to save us? It happened so long ago. So long ago. How does a person relate to it? So I just want to show you how you're supposed to relate to it. If you take the beginning of Zichronis. What's Zichronis? A Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers everything. It's a little scary. It says here, the beginning. I'm going back. Atazoicher Maise Oilam. Upoke Koyitsuri Kedem. The Fanacha Niglu Kotalumos. Every hidden thing. Ki Ein Shikha Lifnei Kisei Chodecha. Ve'in Yisturim Negele Necha. And then it goes and says, you remember everything, every action that was done, and you see everything. This is Chayv Oynish, this is Zichronis. It's a little scary. What does it mean, Ke'in Shechel Nisnei Kisei Chodecha? We forget. We've done things, maybe it's a minor, if we remember everything that we didn't do good, we go out of our mind. How many times do we say, Shem Hashem, we don't think about it, we daven, we don't have kavana, we say things we shouldn't, we see things we shouldn't, but we forget. But Shmuel doesn't forget. What's the pshat? because by Kodesh Baruch Hu there's no past, present, and future. It's all one. It's above us, but there's no such thing as past, present, and future. So it's like everything is in front. So it's a little scary.
All the good stuff also.
That's what I want to mention. But on the same token, that it's a little scary when you're talking about Schar V'Onesh, the other side of the coin is true too. We've done a lot of good things we also forget. We've been chesed, we forget. We've done things, we forget about it. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget about it. Now that's what I want to bring out. You never find in a Shmoneh Esrei a concept that's mentioned, the same concept mentioned twice. And here you do. In this Shmoneh Esrei, in Zechorinus. As we just said now, it's that. What?
You never find a concept?
I don't mean Baruch Ata Hashem.
No.
Where do you find it? Take in Shmoneh Esrei. The same thing over and over again. The same words.
Yeah. I mean,
the same words. Okay, I won't say concept. The same words. The same concept formulated in the same words. You don't find it. That I know of. If you have an example, I'll stand corrected.
Yeah.
That's all in that one bracha of. Yeah, but you don't have. You have Mechayim Meisim. You have.
I would say the closest one of
besides the bracha.
Gerula, no, the tzemach and the gerula.
Yeah, but those are different things. That's different. You'll see in a minute. Here, in the beginning, it says mamish ki ein shikha lifnei chisei chodecha. And if you look in the bracha at the end, elokeinu velokei avoseinu, you say the same words again. Right before the bracha of zocher abris, you say like this: ki kshoicher kolin shkochos atohu me'elam. We already mentioned it once. Why are we mentioning it again?
It's the beginning of the end of the bracha.
It's not because of the beginning and the end. It's because the beginning is talking about the tzad shlili when you're talking about the nishpat and our meisim. What are you talking about? The kedem. This is the kirk and the tzad atov. So just like ein shikcha lifnei kisei chodecha helps this way, it also helps us this way. And that's why it's mentioned again. Otherwise, you generally don't find the same words, word for word, the same concept twice in one Shmoneh Esrei. I don't think the answer is just because it's Me'ein Hatzima. I don't think that is the answer. Okay, just explaining there.
Which one refers to which?
The beginning is talking about like the Mishpat and our Meisim did. And here it's talking about the Akedah. Okay. So, in Zechorinus, there's nothing added. Straightforward, 3, 3, 3. And the last one is right before the Chesima. Now we come to Shofers. Shofers also has an introduction. It's very small. It's a small one. Now the psukim of Shofers is taken from Maimon Har Sinai. Right away, about 5 lines down, it says, but here we have a few additions. In Shofers, there's a few additions. Kakasu v'sorosecha, v'hi v'yom ha'shlishi v'yos ha'boker, close of Rokim. V'nemar v'kol shofar holik v'chozak mod v'nemar v'chol amroim v'chol amroim v'chol ha'shofar. Those are the psukim of Torah. Now we bring ksuvim uv'divrei kotshach ha'ksuv leimar. Now here you have to watch carefully. All alkim v'sroyu Hashem v'chol shofar v'nemar v'chatzoy v'chol shofar v'nemar. Now the truth is, this is the pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar v'kesel yom chageinu. We should stop here. That's the pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Ki chok the Yisrael hu mishpat l'lekei Yaakov is an added pasuk. It's next to this pasuk of tiku b'chodesh shofar, and it's talking about mishpat. Ki chok the Yisrael hu mishpat. So Chazal put it in, but that's not part of the ten psukim. You have to realize it's an added pasuk. Now, technically, we already brought 3 psukim from Ksuvim, but now we're bringing another one. That's the 4th one, and since it's shofar, we say v'nemar.
Why?
As you know, every time when it's part of it, nemar precedes it, and here we bring the whole paragraph because of haleluku b'seika shofar.
You only have to mention 3.
I know, but Chazal wanted this one because it says to be seika shofar. That's how you should be mehalal kodesh baruch hu. They put it in, but I want you to just realize it's the 4th one, and it's preceded by the nemar. Okay, Now we got to go to the Nevi'im, and we also have something added in the Nevi'im. By day of Adacha Nevi'im Kosov Loimer, first pasuk is called Yoshua Savior. Second is V'Nemar V'Hoyo B'Yomu Yitok V'Shofar Gadol. Now look at the third one. V'Nemar V'Hashem Aleihem Yero V'Yotzei Kavor Chito Hashem Elokim B'Shofar Yitka V'Holach B'Saros Teimon. Stop. That's the end of the pasuk. This is an addition. Hashem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem is an addition. It's what?
Tzvokos.
Yeah, but you say Shvokos because that's the Shem Hashem. Shem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem is an addition. It's a pasuk next to this previous one, and it says Yogin Aleihem Hagana. We all looking for protection. Now the next 6-7 words are not a pasuk; it's a bakasha. We say Hashem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem. This is now a bakasha. Kain Togin Al Am Choyisov Shalom Lacha. That's not a pasuk; that's a request. So we have the pasuk, the added. The truth is, I don't know how Chazal did it. I mean, it's not Hashem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem is a half a pasuk, not even the full pasuk. But it's an added pasuk, and we mentioned it. So we're mispalo Kain Togin Al Amcha Yisrael Bishlomecha. Okay, so we went through now. We had an addition in the Ksuvim, the whole paragraph of Halalukah Halalukel Kacho. And in the Nevi'im, we have this added half of pasuk and the bakasha, the request. Kein togein al amcha Yisrael bishlomecha. Clear? So you need to know what you're saying. Is it pasuk? Is it added? Is it a request? Now, let's look in the chesima.
Yeah, that's 10.
No. Well, we had 11 really, but...
No. Now it's been 10 and there's an 11.
No, but we didn't... It's going to come out. We have 11, true. Yeah. But now we're going back to have the fourth of the Torah, because we had four.
We had four from the.
No, we didn't.
Oh, that was previous.
Now we have the Olkeinu V'Olkei V'Seinu, the Chesima, and Kemtzuva Olecha V'Sorasecha Aydei Moshe Avdecha B'Pi Kvodecha Ka'omer. We're bringing a pasuk from the Torah, but look at the pasuk. V'Yom Simchaschem. It doesn't say here shofar. It says chatoitzos. Why didn't it take a pasuk of shofar?
No more.
So you could think maybe there's no more pasukim in the Torah of shofar, but after being in Ashir last week, you can't say that. The whole pasuk that we had vavarta shofar, where we learned the mitzvah of shofar by Yoivo, Varvata shofar. So you can't say there's no more pasuk in the Torah with shofar. We had by Yom Kippur, by the Yoivo of Yom Kippur. Here, Varvata shofar, Chua b'chosh shri, because Tavir shofar b'chol ha'aslechem. So there is another pasuk. So why they bring it, I don't know. I don't know the reason. I'm just bringing it. Don't think it's the same reason as Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, because there is no other pasuk of Melchol.
But yeah, it doesn't have to bring an 11th one. It doesn't have to mention this at all. Because we said the only reason there were four for the Torah, there were four first ones, was from Chumash to bring it up to
the
count of 10.
I don't have the answer, but I'm just showing you what they did. Here they made an addition. No! Because here, but we had
three.
No. Okay. Okay, so we had four by the Ksuvim. Okay. But I'm just telling you what's going on, where the Psukkim are, why they're there. So we had an addition in Malchus, the whole Dinsmore, and then we have here in Shoifers. We have this whole paragraph of Luka Kelbokocho, and then we have this extra pasuk. I mean, we also Kichok Yisrael Hu Mishpatu Keyakov is an extra, and Hashem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem is extra, and this is a bakasha King Togin. We're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to protect us. Okay, those are basically the psukim. Now I'm just going to mention another thing. And then we'll get to the korbanos, and then something else. Now, the truth is, in this Shmon Esrei, there are four things, verbatimly, that are repeated twice. This pasuk, Ki Chok Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov, which we just mentioned in Ksuvim, we mentioned before again also in the beginning of Zochorinus. If you ask anybody when you finish the Shmon Esrei, say anything twice, I'll tell you no. But this is in Shoifers. In Zechreinus, when we started out Zechreinus, should be here. Yeah. about 7-8 lines into the psicha of Zechroinus, it says, in the beginning you told us this, Zayom Tchias Masech Zechon Ramashu, Ki Chok the Yisrael Hu Mishpat Leinukei Yaakov. So here we're mentioning it because it's a mishpat. Here it's the pasuk that's right next to Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. It's important to realize that. I mean, you should know. Someone will ask you, did you say anything twice? At least you should know. Now, there's another thing. This type of people subconsciously know, Danny. Record Pizarenu. Record Pizarenu Mibena Goyim. You say it twice in Shmon Esrei. And Mibnei Chatarenu, like every Yantif, we say Record Pizarenu Mibena Goyim. If it's the same of Kanes Miyakaseorot, you're familiar with Record Pizarenu. They sing it, they don't. And now, right here, in the Psima of Shoifris, Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu Tkabe Shoifer Godol Lecheriseinu Sonis Tkabe Shkiriseinu Record Pizarenu Bibein Avoyim. So just be aware, we're saying it twice. The fourth one that I know of, even though it refers to a different person, it's the same words. In Kedushas Hayom, when we say V'chein Tein Pachtecha, so we say there. Mamish in the beginning, we say the Yasa Kula Magura Echot Lasos Ritzoincha Beleiv of Shalem. To do your will with a full heart. And then we also say this at the end of Zechroinus by the Akedah. It says that Avraham Avinu V'kovash Rachamov Lasos Ritzoincha Beleiv of Shalem. The same thing. Lasos Ritzoincha Beleiv of Shalem. Just want you to be aware of it. So we have Korvus Arenu, Lasos Ritzoincha Beleiv of Shalem, Kichok Yisrael Hu Mishpot Olukei Yaakov, and Kein Shikha Lifnei Kisei Chludecha. Yeah?
And now go back to the Zichrona, the Nevi'im and Zichrona.
The Nevi'im and Zichrona. Yes.
What are what's the first pasuk?
Haloch.
Haloch, and the second one is Kolam Arashan?
No, then you have a different pasuk. Because the Chartier needs to see Osach Bimeinu
Rayach. And then the last one is Havena.
Haben Yakar Li Ephraim.
So
you have a
different. They just add one. I don't know if you know.
You have something here.
It's a continuation of the same pasuk.
Is this the same pasuk?
Haloch, it could be for continuation.
Haloch, my Chartier doesn't
need to see. Ah, sure. Kolam Arashan is a Chartier Li Chesin Rayach. That's all.
I saw the Lemur and I thought that was another.
No, that's all the pasuk. Okay, so we mentioned there. Yeah, now I want to do the korbanos. Now, the korbanos is one thing. We have to realize every yantif we bring korbanos. We bring goyinus and a korban chatas. Every yantif. Now, what's interesting about Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. It's really Rosh Chodesh. I'll wait till you hear this, because I want you to hear this. Every Yantif, Pesach and Sukkot, comes out in the middle of the month. Shavuos, Vav, Zayin, Sivan. So you bring Korbanos, Oides, and the Chatas. That's always the Musafim. Rosh Hashanah, besides the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh has its own Korbanos. It has its own Oides, and it has its own Chatas. So now if you turn to the Korbanos, I just want to point it out to you. Right here, before we start Oleinu, after Mipnei Chataeinu. Mipnei Chataeinu Golinu Me'artzeinu. At the end there, it says, excuse me, K'moshe Kasavta Oleinu V'Sorisecha, Dei Moshe Avdil V'Yohomer. So brings, if it's Shabbos, this year it's not. Now look at this. V'Bachodesh HaShvi, Be'echad L'Chodesh. This is from Parshas Pinchas. You got it, Aaron?
Korbana?
Yeah, that's before Malchus.
Oh,
Ubachodesh Hashvi Bechod Lachodesh.
Before Aleinu.
Before Aleinu. Right before Aleinu.
We don't have it.
It can't be. It's not Shaykh. You have to have the Korbanos.
We don't.
What?
We don't say.
Right after the
they don't say it?
Shabbos.
Shabbos and Holi.
And Shabbos, you don't?
They don't tell the second and the Muslims.
So what do you mean? You don't mention the Korbanos then? Or they just...
They don't mention the Korbanos in Muslims in general.
Anyway, so just listen, so I'll have to make this, but listen to this for a minute. V'chodesh ha'shvi, v'asisim, here, in the mice system. You don't hear the commemorated. Okay. So we do. They ask us do, and this is from Parshas Pinchas. Just this word. In Pinchas it says, V'chodesh ha'shvi, v'chol kodesh, v'asisim, here, oyle, par ben bokor echad, ayol echad, kvasim seven, and one sawyer. So there's 10 oilas and a sawyer. When we mention it in Shmon Esrei, we say like this: Menchasam vasisam oila lereich nechorik par ben bokor echad ayol echad kvasim b'neishar shiva menchasam, and we say shnei seirim. Now, where do you get two? The Torah says the two are because it's also Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh brings its own chatas. But if that's true, why don't you mention the oilas of Rosh Chodesh? We only mentioned the oilas of Rosh Hashanah. But that's what's going on here. Now look, listen to the way we say it. We say like this: Shnei Seirim Lechapir, Shnei Smidim, the Korban Tomid, Kilchasim. Now we repeat it. Nevar Oilas HaChodesh, besides the oilas of Rosh Chodesh, V'oilas HaTomid. What's going on here? We mentioned the Tomid a half a second ago. Shnei Smidim, and now we say Oilas HaTomid again. So the answer is like this. The Luach brings it. We talk about mention Shnei Sirim. One is Rosh Hashanah, one is Rosh Chodesh. We say Mevad. Now this is a pasuk. Mevad Oilas HaChodesh is a pasuk in the Torah. So they say you should say Ka'omer, as is written in the Torah. So we're quoting the pasuk. The Oilas HaChodesh is, and the Tomid is in that pasuk. But we don't mean to repeat the Tomid twice. Not Chayach. We said Shnei Smidim once, you don't have to say it again. Good, but I see you don't, Nusach Shai doesn't even enumerate the Pesukim, so that's not so much Nogeya. But for, they ask us, you say Shnei Sir Lechapir, where'd you get to? One's Rosh Chodesh and one is, and then we say also Mavad Oilas. We do mention it, we don't enumerate it like we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we say Par Ben Boko Echad Ayol Ochad Fasim B'nei Shana Shiva, and the Rosh Chodesh ones we just say Oilas HaChodesh. Hope that's clear. Okay. One minute now. So we got all those. Yeah. Okay, now I just want to mention one or two more points. Not so much Bedafka this, but it's very interesting to note. We started saying Slichas. And every day in Slichas we say Vidu. Every day. Before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur in every Tefillah. Rosh Hashanah we don't say Vidu. Everybody knows. Why don't we say Vidu? You don't say Chet. But what's going on? And the day of judgment, you don't say chet. Vos tutzach do. This is probably the explanation that everybody gives. I heard it a mall. But the explanation is very simple. I'll just give you a mashal or two. If we come to Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, in Kippur we have to, because that's the Yom Kippur Slicha Kapora. But on Rosh Hashanah, if we come with our actions or where we're holding, not a pretty scene, chances of getting through are very slim. The work of Rosh Hashanah is completely different. And it's important to understand that. The work of Rosh Hashanah is to proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malach on the whole world. First, what does that mean? It's very easy to say on the whole world and forget about yourself. Yourself is first. He created the world, this is the beginning of the world, He made us, and we want to be a faithful servant. The more we really instill in ourselves, feel it, that he's the Melech, and we want to be a faithful servant, that's the schus to win the day. Why? Example given is, you go into a restaurant, you go out, you go to a restaurant, you order a meal. You finish, you have to pay for it. Yet, the waitresses or the waiters or the cook, the people who work there, they don't pay for their meals. Why? They're part of the establishment. You want to get an audience with the king. It can take a long time until they can set you an appointment. The people work in the palace, they can get it, they have easy access. They don't have to wait so long. They're part of the establishment. That's what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. We first have to proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech on the whole world. but the main thing is yourself, and you want to be a faithful Ovid. The whole concept of malchus and servants we don't have today in this world. Go back 1,000 years in history, they had such things as real slaves or avodim, and the only thing that interested in Ovid was that people should recognize his master and appreciate him and know him. They didn't exist for themselves. They only existed for their melech. That's what we're supposed to do. Hashem Baruch Hu was our melech, and we want to be his faithful servant, and a faithful servant means to do his mitzvahs, what he asked us to do. The more we'll makabel that upon ourselves, that's the schus to win the din. Because then you're part of the tzvah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like we're saying, part of the establishment. But chatoim, we don't mention the whole Rosh Hashanah. The mechazak ourselves in the moon, it's very important to realize that. I think, did I say this over maybe one day? I don't remember. The other thing I'll just mention about two things. It's all about the Yud Gimel Midas. Did I mention about the Yud Gimel Midas? Part of Slichas is Yud Gimel Midas. Now, a person can fool himself very much. But if there's 13 attributes of mercy, what do I have to worry about? Keshwachu, have a chmonas on me. So there's nothing to worry about. I know, I wasn't the Seder, so Nishkevel, Chol Mora. Mistake. Wasn't even a mistake. I heard this from Abchatzko Levinstein, the Mashkiach Amponovich. Chazal say, Kol HaOmer, Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatran, Yivut Ruchaya. Whoever says he's Mavater, he's going to lose his life. So how do you see Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Rachamim? 13 meters, attributes of Rachamim, explained it like this. The guy would lean back on an easy chair and say, I have nothing to worry about. Yeah. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of everything for me. You're lost. But if you realize where you're holding, you see where you're holding, you realize you haven't been the Seder. You realize you have no hope. And you have to come and beg from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should have rachmanas on you. You're asking and begging for it. That's a schus to be more rachmanas. But just to say, he's going to take care of everything for you, forget it. So therefore, it's really not the Seder. You know, everybody says, we start saying slichas, where did you say slichas? Where did you say slichas? Slichas is not something to say. It's something to beg. To ask for it. You don't ask somebody, you don't say somebody, forgive me. You ask him and beg him to forgive you. So the way people talk is not the proper way. Maybe that's the way we think it is. Yeah, I said slichas, so I'm fine. You're not supposed to say it. You're supposed to really ask and beg it for it. It's important to know that about the Yud Gimel Midas. The only other point I want to mention, and it's very, very important. This I did mention. HaKol HaLechach HaChitum. Everything goes after the end. I said that over from Abel and Lapian. So, and it's definitely Nogea, the last day of the year. The last day of the year can elevate the whole year. The tefillahs of the last day of the year can elevate all the shachris, mayrivs, and he used to say, the last mincha! The last mincha, people are so busy. Tomorrow, Erev Yantav, 3 days Yantav. Who has time to daven properly? Mincha, chaperein, and mincha before shkia. That's not the way. The last tefillah of the year is so important. Make sure you leave yourself enough time daven with a good meaning. It's better to daven mincha gedolah. Many people do because they fast. There's a minute to fast a half a day tomorrow anyway, and you can say aneinu. But I don't remember if you said the Yom Tov kind of saying or not. I don't remember right now. What? Maybe today. I don't remember right now. But leave time to daven like a match. But the last day can elevate everything. We have to take the day seriously. Whatever we can do, hakol holei acharchitu. But the one thing is that a person, two things that prevent a person from really taking things seriously is one, that's not my first Rosh Hashanah. And it's not my second one. I made it through before. Why shouldn't I make it through now? I'm not worse. I've learned Torah since more Torah. I've davened more. I've done mitzvahs. I'm not worse. Did I speak about this then? I don't remember. The answer to that, just shortly, is first of all, we don't know if we made it through on our own right. Maybe we only pushed through with the G'daylim. The tzaddik ador, and during the year a lot of them pass away. We don't have their schus to help us. And second, who says you made it through? With the whole Gomorrah and Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, many times a person doesn't make it through, and he's not supposed to get Olam Haba, but he has to get paid for his mitzvahs. So he gets paid in this world. You can see plenty of Rishoyim having a beautiful life because they're getting paid for their mitzvahs. That's what Pesach explains the Gomorrah and Rosh Hashanah. So we can never be sure we made it through. Who said we made it through? So we have nothing to rely on. We have to try to make it through. And the other point I want to mention is a person gets very discouraged because it's not my first Rosh Hashanah. Last year I made resolutions. 2 years ago I made New Year's resolutions. How long did it last? So you get discouraged. What's the point? I don't want to fool anybody. Not true. First of all, if you really come to the realization that you can try to improve something, should be mispalo and have siyata shma, you can keep it. And even if you don't wind up keeping it, it's not in vain. The marshal is always given. As a mother sends out a child, he plays in the mud and this, he comes home filthy, dirty, she throws him in the bathtub, she washes him, she washes his clothes. Tomorrow the same thing happens again. So why does she bother cleaning him? She knows tomorrow he's going to get dirty. But she also knows if she won't clean him every day, he'll get so dirty, his clothes will get so dirty, he'll never be able to clean them. So we have to know that any machshava tayva that we have, that we want, any ratzon tayva, any mitzvah elevates us and cleanses us. It's a chesed kosh boruch hu that every year, if we wouldn't have this every year, who knows how deep we would sink. This way, nothing is lost and nothing's in vain. So be discouraged, how long will it last? Even if it doesn't last forever, as long as it lasts, it's a tremendous chutz for us. And if you don't care about yourselves, it's a chutz for your family. But that's the way we have to look at it, not to be discouraged. We have to try, make up what we can do, be misfollowed, we should have a tzlacha to do it, amen. But not to be discouraged. That's the most important thing. All right, the main thing is, I hope, going through this, if you know where things are in the Shemoneh Esrei, it will help you to focus on it and have kavanah, because this is, I'm telling you, the longest Shemoneh Esrei we have. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to all be Makabal, Malchus Hashem, amen. The Ratzon to be an Eved Neman, and being an Eved Neman means to do the Ratzon Shemayim, and be Mevato yourself as much as possible. Okay, amen. You have Shir now, and yeah. Well,
so my Master gets two versions of the conclusion of the Sim Shalom Bracha.
Two versions?
Yes, yeah, authorities differ regarding the conclusion of the Bracha.
Right. Then the repetition.
So I'm just curious.
What you mean, Hamavorech or Osa Shalom? I think that, well, I know we say Hamavorech is Amor Yisrael Bar Shalom. Oh, the Sefer Chaim, yeah, okay. What, you want to know which one to say?
What's the name of
it? I know what I say. Hamavorech is Amor Yisrael Bar Shalom.
Okay. And the second question is, the ikra of the day is the Malchus Shemaim. So what's the...
Oh, but it's important to know, and this, please, is very important. You know, there's a minig not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. There is such a minig. Before Chatzos, it's a very strong minig. But there are many people, they don't want to sleep, but they're tired. Ah, so they take a newspaper, they read, they this, they don't want to go to sleep. Shait Tashen Kumam. If you're tired, read if you're tired. Should go to sleep. To be a bottle is nothing. If you can really be up and you could learn, it's good. But if you're tired, before Chatzos, it's a big inyan not to sleep. Your mazel shouldn't be sleeping. After Chatzos, you can zicher be meiko. I'm not saying you have to, but as a result of that, to waste your time, that's crazy. And a person should make a mistake. I think they're being a tzaddik. I don't want to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. But you have to be mechashev everything. It's very important to know, because many people make a mistake about it. Yeah, they can't really think, but they don't want to go to sleep, so they just sit around doing nothing. Okay, maybe reading a paper is exaggerated, but they don't do anything. They're sam shmuz. Rosh Hashanah is not a time to sam shmuz. Rosh Hashanah is a time that they say it's a gavaltik asus to the mishpat, and you should be when you're doing a mitzvah. So I say, person should, the best thing to do, people give this eitzah, should know perek mishnayis bal peh. When you're walking in the street, you should have a pair of kashtayis, bal peh. A person should always, as much as he can, I'm not telling anybody to become fanatic and extreme, but as much as you can do, the gavalta goshus and the yom mishpat, because it's a big inyan that the mishpat and you should be when you're doing mitzvahs. Good, you have to go to sleep at night. I mean, if you don't sleep, you won't. If you want to daven with kavana, it's very tiring. It's very tiring. If a person davens with kavanah, it's tiring. And if you don't have the koichas for it, you can't do it. So it's important to sleep. At night, to sleep as much as you need. And I'm telling you, if the first day in the afternoon you have to sleep, so you have koich to daven mincha and ma'ariv. It's important. So you have to just make a cheshbon, what you need. Everybody's different. But it's very important to keep their cheshbon. Yeah?
The next question, if the ikar of the day is about Hashem and Kan Hashem and so on, what's the place for the request for Parnassa, or the request in Avinu Malkeinu, all those, that for me... For
I can't answer you, I'll tell you a word. I can't answer you, but I'll tell you a word. We all know we have Simonim. Leil Rosh Hashanah, there's the Simonim, the apple, the Shiva Samim, the Tamorim, and all. And Sasala says, why do we have the simonim? Because we don't ask for our personal requests, we just are meramas them. Good, so now you're going to ask me, okay, you said Avinu Malkeinu, where you do say, Tzach Rufu, where Chazal drew the line, I don't know. But the Iker of the day is really, they say that's what it is, it's Malchus Hashem, to move out to yourself, especially in Shemunah, so we don't ask for ourselves, Bechlau, that's not the void of the day. We mean Malchus Hashem, and that's a schus, we should get everything, but we mean Malchus Hashem. Now the answer individually, you have come to Avinu Malkeinu and you do ask things there, but the Sassana says all those Ramazim that we do at night is because we're not asking straight, we're just making a remiss.
Like the Rabbi was saying, if you're going to be part of the army of Hashem, I'm sure God's going to give you what you need, clothing,
food, it's all part of it. It's all part of it. The more you're part of the
establishment.
What?
Say like the Sefer Chaim, Bracha v'Shalom.
I said okay.
I don't know like what to.
Oh, you have to have the Chaim also. Oh, I mean this. I didn't mention this. The famous Kasher. In the first three brachas, or the last three brachas, we never put any personal requests there. All the other requests are always in the middle brachas of Shmona Esrei. So how can it be in Rosh Hashanah? You put Zachreinu L'chaim, Melchof Zachaim in the first bracha. The answer is what we said before. When you're asking for chaim, you're not asking for a life, a pleasurable life. No, you want to have a good life. That you put that in the first bracha. L'mancha, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melchof Zachaim, Chosreinu B'Sev L'chaim, L'mancha. We're asking because we want to be a good Eved. It depends what kind of chaim you're talking about. We're talking about a chayim to be an Evan Neman to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want his Malchus to be. Melech Chofetz L'chayim. Masreinu B'Sefer HaChayim. I just had to mention it, because otherwise, how can you do that in the first bracha? Because I'll put it there. But again, I'm not answering your question 100%. Answering your question, because you do find sometimes they put there, by Birchus Kanim also, when the Kanim are singing, there's that feeling there. I never say it, so I don't know.
But it's certainly not appropriate to make personal requests.
Yeah, that's
the talent of Shmon Esrei.
The main thing is to be makir. That's a krova of us. Shmishpat! Everything's Kvod Hashem, Neman Hashem. He does everything for us, and we must follow for that. Okay, I can't keep you too long. You have a shir today, and we have to go back there of Tavshulim. Should all have a ksiva, the chum, the taita.
Amen.
I don't want the whiskey to be accepted.
Do you say the harachman for Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah. Rosh Chodesh, Kesel Yom Chagin, I'm not sure. You see, that's why we don't mention really Rosh Chodesh. Because I don't think we do. I don't think. No, you say Hashem is not, you don't say. No. But Kesher Yom Chagin is simple. You wouldn't say Shabbos Mevorachim. No, we don't.
No, the reason for.
Yes, the Kabbalists, we have to agree. The Kabbalists have to be born. It is the Chodesh. Okay. Zero.